Blog Talk Radio.
In prayer and in thanksgiving for finding us
in making us and the world to know that we, the black folk in the United States of America, are your lost sheep. Thank you for sane, sound mind, excellent health and prosperity. Thank you for keeping natural disasters as well as chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. In Yeshua's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. Sheep, I have a few announcements that I want to make. But first, let me identify myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day, Saturday, in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. But I'd say 95% of you do not do that. You're disobedient. You'll find that in the book, Old Testament book of, I should say, Old Testament books of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Also in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, the Ten Commandments. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening and ending Saturday evening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible and I want you to have your three P's handy. That's your pencil, paper, and pen, just in case you want to jot down something that I will say to you. I want you to follow me into the book of Jeremiah, chapter 3. Go on, get your Bible. Turn to Old Testament book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, and I will read from there in one moment, but I want to make these announcements before I start reading. The Passover for 2015 starts today, Saturday, April the 4th, 2015. It is observed for 8 days. And what is the Passover, in case you may ask? The Passover is celebrating the deliverance of the Jewish nation from bondage or slavery out of Egypt. And this is what we black folk need to start doing. And we will start in earnest shortly. We were delivered from slavery. And I don't know exactly what you are to do, but I'm thinking that after sundown is when you should probably have your evening meal, just as Jesus or Yeshua had his evening meal. And then that next day, he was murdered. So we have some idea as to the time that Jesus was murdered. Now, I want you to read Leviticus chapter 23, starting at verse 5. It will talk to you, tell you about the Passover. And then 15 days after the Passover, in the same month of April, so 15 days after that, we will start celebrating the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And unleavened means bread that does not have yeast in it. So count 15 days from today, and you'll know that's when we are to start celebrating the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Also, I want you sheep to know that starting tonight, I want you to look into the sky to see if you see we'll see a blood moon. This will be the third of the four consecutive blood moons. And then on September the 28th, 2015, is the next blood moon. And I understand, or the rumor is that that's when new governmental change will happened. So I don't know. That's just alleged. You find it out. You are younger than I am and smarter. So you find out the things that is alleged to happen, as well as I want us to prepare ourselves. I want us to repent from the things that we have been doing that are ungodly and start following this book, the Bible, so that if you want to have long life, a life forever, you will do that. Now, let us get into the reading of today. It's called The Excellence of the Restored Nation. And look forward to being restored to the prominence that belongs to us. It has been taken away from us, and we did not know. But our Father in heaven is making it known to us, and know that our identity has been stolen. And people want to perpetuate it, but it's not going to happen. Let us read Jeremiah chapter 33, starting at verse 1. Moreover, the word of Yah the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus says Yah the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord of hosts that formed it to establish it. Yah the Lord is his name. Call upon me, and I will answer, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Verse 4. For thus said Yah the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by mounts. Now, mounts are like wrecking balls, and by the sword. The sword could be an axe. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men whom I have slain in my anger and have in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Verse 6, Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Amen for that. Verse 7, And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and I will build them as at the first. Verse 8, And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity. Iniquity means wrongdoing and sins, whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon. Pardon means forgive all their iniquities, wrongdoings or sins, whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed. Transgress means breaking the law. You say breaking what law? The Ten Commandments or his rules and statutes and whatever else he has written in this book. They have transgressed against me. Verse 9, And it shall be to me a name of joy and praise and honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I will procure. Procure means to get or obtain unto them. Verse 10, Thus said Yah the Lord, Again there shall be heard in this place, which ye say shall be desolate. Desolate means empty or without man or without beast, even in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man and without inhabitants and without beast. Verse 11. Pardon me. My stomach, I'm always burping. I guess I'm learning. I don't know why that happens. Verse 11. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of all them that shall say, praise Yah the Lord of hosts. I looked up the word host, and I find that it means armies. I did not know that. So, sheep, you're smarter than I. So, let me just read that sentence again, where it says, praise Yah the Lord of hosts. So, praise Yah the Lord of armies, for Yah the Lord is good. For his mercy endures forever, and of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of Yah the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first, says Yah the Lord. Verse 12. Thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, again, in this place, which is desolate and without beasts, and in all the cities thereof, shall be an habitation of shepherds causing their flocks to lie down. Well, sheep, I think that deserves another read over. As the children would say, a do over. And since I can't do a do-over, I'm going to do a do-over. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 12 again. Thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, again in this place, which is desolate without man and without beast, and in all the cities thereof shall be an habitation of shepherds, causing their flocks to lie down. Verse 13. In the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the vale, and vale means low country or low land, and in the cities of the south, and in the cities of the land of Benjamin, and in the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, shall the flocks pass again under the hand of him that telleth them, says Yah the Lord. Verse 14, behold, the days come, says Yah the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and unto the house of Judah. Again, let's do over. Verse 14. Behold, the day come, says Yah the Lord, that I will perform the good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David. And that's happening today. David was a black man according to his testimony, well, his son's testimony, and the son of Solomon. If you read verses 1 through 5, you'll find that Solomon says he was a black man. At least in this Bible, that's what it says. I've heard that they're changing the Bibles so that will not know that this Bible has been written, I think, specifically to the black man. This is why it's so important to read your Bible, sheep. You let other nations or the oppressor tell you one thing, and they are not telling the truth about what's written in this Bible. God has allowed us to learn how to read and understand. So this is what I tell you to do. Let's start reading at verse 15 again. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. Verse 16, in those days shall Judah be saved, amen and hallelujah, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and this is the name wherewith she shall be called, Yah the Lord, our righteousness. Verse 17, but thus said Yah the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel, neither shall the priests, the Levites, want a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle. Kindle means to light a fire. Kindle meat offerings and to do sacrifice continually. Verse 19, and the word of Yah the Lord came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus said Yah the Lord, if ye can break my covenant, a covenant means agreement of the day, and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant, that he shall not have a son to reign upon his house, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. Verse 22. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, and remember, hosts mean armies. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Verse 23. Moreover, the word of Yah the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, consider. Let me just go back up to verse 21, where it reads, then may also my covenant be broken with David. Well, what covenant? I'm thinking that you will find that covenant with David. There may be more, but I'm telling you to look or to read Luke chapter 1, verse 30 through 33. I think I may have time. Hold on a moment. I'm going to try to find the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 30 and 33 to read to you for a moment. Hold on a second, please. I have found it, and this is what it reads. I'm going to start reading at verse 30 and end at verse 33. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Verse 31, and I'm reading in Luke chapter 1, verse 30 to 33. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. But his name should be Yahweh. The oppressors changed his name. There was no J in the time that this Bible was written. Verse 32. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and this Yah the Lord shall give him unto, let's read verse 32 again, for his name, verse 32, he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Son of God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom shall be no end. And that's what I know, that's what I'm thinking about, is the covenant of David. Now, you might find something else somewhere else in the Bible. Let me go back to verse 22, where I left off. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sands of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Moreover, the word of Yah the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, consider thou not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which Yah the Lord has chosen. And that's, I'm thinking Israel and Judah. The two families which Yah the Lord has chosen, he has cast them off. And that's true, we're in slavery right now, but it'll be over shortly. Thus they say, devise. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. And as the children say, do over and let me do over that. It says, verse 24, consider thou not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which Yah the Lord has chosen, he has even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before us. Now, black folk in the United States of America, are we a nation? No. It has been stolen from us, as well as, I call it stolen identity. Read in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9, as well as Revelation, chapter 3, verse 9. And those people who say they are Jews, they are not. Verse 25 of Jeremiah, chapter 23. Thus said Yah the Lord, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob and David, my servant. So, it says, then shall I cast away the seed of Jacob and the seed and David, my servant, so that I will not take Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. Oh, thank you, sheep. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing me to finish reading Jeremiah chapter 33, and I pray that your sheep will get an understanding of what has been written of them. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your sheep, thank you for finding us, and especially thank you for keeping the evil one away from us. We thank you for your protection. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if God will, I will be with you next Sabbath.
children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road.